Chazal say that when it comes to Torah, that b'chol yom v'yom, it says, Asher anochi mitzavcho ayoyim, b'chol yom v'yom yiyo b'necho kachadoshim. It should always appear, and you should always feel that it's new. In order to accomplish that, I'm not sure exactly from a spiritual point of view what that means, a religious point of view, but from a practical point of view, a psychological point of view, is a person has to feel that he's having creative ideas, that a new angle, a new way, because that's more interesting, that's more exciting. I've been looking at this the same way, you know how many years it is already? And after a while, I didn't mean to specify how many years, but it's a lot of years, and you know, you get a little bit, get burnt out, you get tired, it's a little trite, cholila, it's not trite, but it doesn't have that same excitement. So I like to try to find new angles to deal with the same issue, because we're not inventing Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh, Shlomo HaMelech said, and we're certainly not inventing, we don't want to invent a new Torah. The one that we have is perfect. Any of the apparent imperfections are in us, not in the Torah. And therefore, we're certainly not looking to reinvent anything, but just to have another perspective, another angle, another insight, another way of looking at things, which can be new and fresh and sometimes inspiring and exciting. So, for that, I had a thought. And it's a different angle, and maybe logical, maybe not. I'm sure that I'll hear from you the extent of that. And that is as follows. The Vilna Gaon in Mishlei, Perek Chofei, writes a very bizarre statement. Very bizarre. And the words are, and it's a quote, the Iker Nesinas HaTorah LiYisroel Hu Kedei SheYiftechu BaHashem. The Iker, the essence of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael, was in order that Klal Yisrael should put their trust in Hashem. Now, Bitochen is very important, we know that, and it has infinite benefits and side benefits and co-benefits, there's no question about it. But that Iker Nesinas HaTorah LiYisroel, there's so many mitzvahs, there's so much, that's so much involved, there's so much chokhmah, there's so much information, and all of it is to bring to Bitochem Hashem. So it begs for some type of an explanation. So now I'm sure that there are many ways of looking at this, but it occurred to me that there's a way to look at it which may be a little bit novel. And I guess with some apology and some trepidation, I'd like to suggest it. And that is as follows. Let me begin with a few questions. It always bothered me that the Mishnah Berurah says that when you say the Shem Hashem, you should have the kavana of Adoin HaKoil. He's the master of all. Not to think, you don't have to, he doesn't even suggest that you should, the other kavana, which you're supposed to have just in the first pasuk of Kriyashma, that he's Hoyo, Hoyve V'Yia. He was, he is, and he always will be, he's eternal. It seems only when you're talking about Hashem Echod and you want to deepen the Hakora of what the Achdus Hashem means, so it's not just temporarily one, it's not just one, you know, today he's one, and tomorrow who knows what might be, but it's Hoyo, one, Hoyve, he is, Yiye, it's always, it's the ultimate sense of Achdus, of unity. So, but other than that, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you say the Shem Hashem, it's a very simple Kavona, and that is, he's the Adoin HaKoil, he's the master of all. And it bothered me that, well, on many levels, but for example, the Rabbeinu Yoin at the end of the first Perek of Brochos says that when you bow down by Shmon Esrei, you say Baruch HaToh, and you're supposed to be feeling a sense of fear and trepidation because you're standing bent over in front of Hashem. You say the Shem Hashem, you straighten up, and you have that sense of, that you appreciate Hashem is the is the source of everything and it inspires bitochen. Now, I never understood how the Adoin HaKol inspires bitochen. Adoin HaKol inspires bitochen. He's the master. He's the master of all. He's control of all. Adoin Elohim Asher Molach. Before and after everything will cease to exist, he'll still be the Melech. Hoyo, hoy vevi, all that, you know, echod ve'ein sheni laham shilo lachbiro. Nobody's even comparable to him. Has no associates, you know. Oh, wonderful! But where in that Shem Hashem, when I stand up and I say the Shem Hashem in the kavona of Adon Hakol, lies this sense of strengthening. And he brings a posuk, he says, Beyiras Hashem Miftachois, through the Yira, which is bowing down, one comes to the strength of Bitochen and Hashem. And it just, it's eluded me how to ever understand that. There's an Evan Ezra that says that on the posuk, it's a posuk that's used by the Ramban and to explain the essence of tefillah. Ramban refers to tefillah when he disagrees with the Rambam and says it's not a mitzvah daily. Don't get any ideas. It's only b'shas ha-melchoma. Maybe the melchoma sayetza qualifies too. I don't know. That was a little bit gedarshent. But anyway, so he says that the posuk that he brings when he talks about tefillah is ke'enei avodim eliyadu denehem, ke'enei shifcho eliyad givirto, ke'enei neinu el Hashem elokeinu ad shechoneinu. Like the eyes of an eved to his master, and the eyes of a maidservant to her mistress, Cain, so to our eyes and to Hashem, focused on Hashem, ad sheyechoneinu, until he will give us chanino, matnas chinom, give us way even beyond what we deserve. And he says, so the Evan Ezra says, though, that what's the comparison to an eved? So he says, an eved, ein loy koyach limolet al nafshoy im lo yoshienu raboy. He says, an Eved has no koyach to run away for his life unless his master saves him. He's totally beholden, physically, emotionally, psychologically beholden to his master, that even if his life would be threatened, like, he doesn't have the ability to run away. Now, that always bothered me. It's very strange. I mean, you always hear of these, even the parash in the Torah, about what happens in Eved Aboireach, a person, Eved.
Is that
Peshat,
what? Is that why they're only chayav in mitzvah's kenoshim?
I don't know. I don't have to think about that. I don't know. But anyway, but there is a parash in the Torah of an Eved Boreach. We know Eved's Avodim. I mean, what exactly was going on over here? I was a little bit confused. So I was thinking that maybe there's one concept over here, and a simple concept, but needs a little bit of focus. What is it? Hashem is the Adon HaKol. He's the master of all. What is all? I would suggest that all means politics in the world, what goes on in the international arena. I would say all refers to politics in the United States and in Russia and in wherever else you go, and everything that goes on in the White House and in the Kremlin and all over the world. I would say all refers to what goes on in this building here and in this room over here and in this body over here and in the Evorim of the body and in the cells that are in the Evorim of the body. And I probably skipped a lot of steps in between, you know, and then there's stuff, anybody knows biology, there's probably 1,000 different things smaller than cells today that, in my day, a cell was like a big deal or a small deal, whatever it is. Today, who knows what they got. So, is that Adon HaKol? So now, what does it mean to be a master? What does it mean to be an Odoin? The concept of Adon is I own it, right? I'm the owner. Okay. When I own, ownership carries with it a sense of responsibility. If you own something, you're responsible for it. If you own something, you're responsible if it does damage. You're responsible to take care of it. I mean, if you're a person of responsibility, it's a total kind of a system of ownership. So if we think that Hashem is the Adon HaKol, which means he's our master. So what does that do for us? What does that do for us? He is my master. So it occurred to me, a very, very simple thought, is that when I recognize that he's my master, then what I do is I rely on him. maybe I even rely on him to the extent I don't even have the koyach to do anything for myself, because I know only he can do, only he does do. He has the ownership over it. He's the only one with the responsibility to do it. And maybe without responsibility, I can't even motivate myself to do things. I'm not sure how that explains the Eben Ezra. But I do have this sense of he owns it. He's responsible. He takes care of it. Now imagine a human being feeling that Hashem owns me in my entirety. Now let's not get rebellious for a moment, and you know, I don't want to be owned and I don't want to be controlled. Let's leave that for a moment. But just he owns it. You know what that means? That means he's responsible for everything. That means it belongs to him. That means the functioning of every political body, he's responsible for. You know, the functioning of every community is responsible for. The functioning of every society is responsible for. The functioning of every organ of the body, he's responsible for. The functioning of every cell and beyond, he's responsible for. So, you know, like, wow. So there's someone there who is responsible. Now, you want to consider him irresponsible? He's not going to take care of his responsibilities. He created the world to let it go. We saw in Mitzrayim that that's not true. He's metapel with every detail, and he's responsible for every detail. So now I have a sense of this Adon HaKoil who I can rely on. In fact, in a certain sense, it's his problem. If I have a pain in my finger, well, he is the Adon HaFinger. And that's, if that's the case, that he's responsible. He owns it, and he has to take responsibility for it. That feeling, it seems to me, if we could internalize, has the power to give me that sense of ultimate trust. He is the other, it's his responsibility. That's what he does, he takes care of you. You think he neglects his responsibility? You think he's irresponsible? You think he's frivolous with his responsibilities? And he's responsible, he's the Adon. Now, how deeply do I understand that he's the Adon HaKoil? Well, I would say that depends on the extent to which I treat him as a master, the way I follow his will, the way I follow his desires, the way I follow his commandments. If I don't follow his commandments, then I'm really not viewing him as the Adon HaKoil. And if I don't follow his commandments and I don't view him as the Adon HaKoil, then I can't look and think and feel emotionally and psychologically that he's taking care of everything, because in my mind I've sort of marginalized him, and he's not really the Adon HaKoil. In my life he's not the Adon HaKoil. I'm the Adon HaKoil. I'm the master of my ship, the captain of my fate. I don't know, some famous poem or something like that, you know. Walt Whitman, it happens to be. But anyway, yeah. So I'm the guy. It's me. No, my dear. No, my dear. It's him. He's the Adon Olam Asher Molach. Then I realized, then when I have that Adon, so the more that I do mitzvahs, the more that I am in control of myself to honor my obligations, my tzivuyim, my shibudim to the Adon HaKoil, the more I have internalized the message that he's the Adon HaKoil. And the more that I internalize the message that he's the Adon HaKoil, and maybe I internalize it even to the extent that ein li koach li molil tal nafshi im lo yoshieni rabbi, because it's him. It's psychologically like he's the one. He's the. I don't have any. I recognize that. If he tells me I should run away, that's something else. But, and if he commanded me to run away, so then I'll follow the command. But other than that, because it's all him, he is in total control. If a person has that sense, then I think that that's the ultimate stepping stone to true bitochon b'Hashem. It's his problem, you know. It's his. Ki, some people learn pshat ki lishuos cho kivinu kol ayoyim doesn't mean the Yeshua that you give us, we're hoping all day, but lishuoscho, it's your Yeshua for your problem, and that's what we're awaiting all day long, because it's your problem. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho, it's his problem, not my problem. It's all his problem. He takes care of everything. And Elamai, if you wish to say he's irresponsible, and be Peirik Oil, very foolish position, because he is responsible, and he takes care. And we know that here we are, Klal Yisrael, after thousands, 2,000 years of Golus, miraculously beyond anyone's comprehension, to the extent that Rabbi Yankov Endin swears by his life that the Nisim that have allowed Klal Yisrael and the Torah to survive through the last 2,000 years of Golos are greater than the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. So he takes care of his responsibilities. But when I realize that he's the Adon HaKol, then I have sent myself a message that I can rely on him, because it's his problem. So in a sense, all of the mitzvahs, all of the shibudim, all of the allegiance, all of the tzivuyim, every act of Avodas Hashem that I do, every time I do Ritzoinoi, and if I do it Kirtzoinecho, that it's even like it's like mine. The more I internalize that will, the more I am a shubit, the more I'm an evid, the more I realize that he's the Odoin. He's the Odoin, he's the owner, he's the control, it's his problem. He's the Adon HaKol. And Memela, I develop that sense of, oh, what a relief. I have, next couple of weeks, a major, major fundraising undertaking. I'm not making an appeal here. But it's really his problem. He's the Zonah Mefarnes. He takes care. He assures everybody, everything. He's the Peseches Yodecho Umasbia Lechol Chai Rotzoi. He opens his hand and he satiates every living creature according to, at least according to some of the Rishonim, his Rotzoim, not his Rotzoim, but his Rotzoim. I don't know which is even more. His Rotzoim for him is maybe even bigger than his own Rotzoim for himself. But whichever way you learn it, that's what he does. Satiates according to his Rotzoim. Fulfills, fill, that's what he does. So what? So he has to raise, I don't want to say the number, it'll scare you away. So he has to raise a lot of money. I'm sure for him it's not a big problem either. He probably can write the check himself. I mean, for sure he can write the check himself. So, what's the problem? And it's a whole...
Direct deposit.
Yeah, that's right. Direct deposit. He'll wire it in. So it's a whole different attitude in life. And the truth of the matter is, as the Chofetz Chaim writes, and I quote in the letter to the Machne Yisrael, the letter to the soldiers, he says, "Kifi goydel habitochin, kach goydel ha'atzlocha." According to the greatness of the bitochin, the level of bitochin is the level of hatzlocha, of success. That means like this: every time I create a nuance of greater sense of shibut to Hashem, then I create a greater sense of bitochen. And every time I create a nuance of more bitochen, I affect at least a comparable nuance of atzlucha. And therefore, look what I could do. Every time I say the words Baruch Ato Hashem, just those words, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hashem, you are the Mekor HaBrochos. Who is the Mekor HaBrochos? Who's the source of all brocha? The Adon HaKol. Ah, he's the source of all brocha because he's the master. He's in control. It's his responsibility. That's what he does. He doles out brocha. Every time that I realize that he's the Adon HaKol, who's the Mekor HaBrochos, I elevate my sense of his Adnus, he's the Odin. I see it more every repetition. It's Musav Ispailus. I mean, if you mumble the words, it doesn't do anything. But if we think, just to think, Baruch Ato Hashem, that's all. Not even Elokeinu, which takes it so much further, which is Ashkocha Protis, and how he judges everything, and how much we deserve, and what. Not even the fact that he's the Melech HaOlam that takes care of the whole world, and yet he has the time and the interest and the love and the caring to look to see what's going on in my little world too. My little, in the cells in my body. But it's just the Baruch Ato Hashem. You are the Mekor HaBrochis, and you are the Adon HaKol, who is fully and totally mastering and responsible for all these brochas. That mechazik my sense of he's the Adon HaKol, mechazik my sense of bitochen. So therefore, Iker Nesinas HaTorah LeYisrael could be understood in a very simple way, that all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, every shibud, every tzivui, every obligation that I accept upon myself gives me a greater sense of hakor, of a, oh, he's the Adoin. The more I know he's the Adoin, the more I come to rely on him. And a person has the opportunity. Think about the, it's exponential, the amount of hatzlocha that we could be goyrim by every time you're supposed to say mea brochas b'chol yom, 100 times a day, not to mention all the other psukim and that also are mechazik bitochen and the tfilas and psukim and psukim and psuke de zimra and the other things that we say. But just this baruch ato Hashem, those words, you Hashem, the adoin hakoil and the makor abroches, and that gives me that sense of, you're the adoin hakoil. Oh, it's all you. It's all about you. You're in control. You're in charge. You're responsible. You're going to do. Gives me a greater sense of bitochen. And kefi goydel habitochen, let's say that I got from this one Baruch Ato Hashem, kach goydel hatzlocha. So I elevated the hatzlocha level. Another one, drop more, a little more hatzlocha. You can pile up. And if you eat a lot, even more than Meir Brochus, maybe get more hatzlocha. I don't know about that. Don't try that one. But anyway, this, it's mamish and it's push it. That's exactly how I could understand how the Ikun Asinus HaTorah, the Shibudim of Torah, are Kadesh Sheyivtechu B'Hashem. Because when a person realizes that Hashem is the Adoin HaKoil, that he's in control of everything, that draws us to connect with him. To connect with him more. It's the ultimate connection. We're putting our trust in him. We're counting on him. We're relying on him. We're identifying him. We're connecting with him. That's the ultimate kirbas elikim. That's the person who's lisanig al Hashem. Because I have this total reliance of everything in life. And to get back down to earth again, it's an amazingly potent formula to have atzlocha in life. Everybody wants atzlocha. Everybody wants everything they do to succeed. Everybody wants to know all the right things to do to succeed and to succeed at all the right things we do and to succeed at everything we do and to constantly be blessed with success from one minute of the day to the next. And we elevate the success by elevating the level of bitochen. We elevate the level of bitochen by recognizing Hashem is the Adoin HaKoil. It has that power. It has that power that, to the extent that I assume that's what the Eben Ezra there means, that we don't even look at any personal koichas anymore because it's all up to Hashem. He's in control. And I just want to add to this another little piece which I think is important too. On a human, psychological, baser, down-to-earth level, a big problem in our world today is self-confidence. So many people are lacking in self-confidence. So many people are insecure. So many people are just like overwhelmed with fear and worry and insecurities and afraid to face anything and always worried about something, about losing, about messing up, about this, about that. And so lack of confidence is probably the number one cause of lack of accomplishment. Because if you have confidence, then you pursue, you don't give up, you face the challenges, and you inspire others to believe in you and believe in your cause and join you in the process and help you. And nobody can do anything or everything, certainly not by himself, but if you have others that are moving with you, you forge a team, you forge a whole movement. And so self-confidence is a tremendous thing. And if I know that Hashem is the Adon HaKol, so my self-confidence, self, to the degree that I recognize that he's the Adon HaKoil, is to that degree that I have enhanced my trust in him, which means he's going to help me. So it's like he's working with me. He's on my team. I may not win personally, but if I got a winning team, what more could you ask for? I have a winning team. Who's my winning team? No, it's me and, somebody once wrote a book, God is my co-pilot. So I would have to say, I'm not right now, but God is my teammate, you know what I mean? Maybe he's the captain of my team, you know? But that feeling can give a person even greater personal self-confidence, because what am I worried about? He's there, it's his problem. My worries are his worries. No, he doesn't worry. My worries are his problem. And that's what he does. And the more that I'm meshabbat myself to him, the more I realize that, the more I create that result.
What you asked at the beginning.
What's that?
How does this answer what you asked at the
about
beginning?
About what they're going?
Yeah.
Also, that's what I'm saying. Because the Iker, all the mitzvahs create shibud. You mitzvah, you have shibud to Hashem. Shibud to Hashem makes us come to realize that He's the one who's in control. He's the owner. That gives me bitochen. Because when I realize it, it's like His problem.
Does it create the new excitement every time?
Oh, the new excitement every time. So then I guess I misrepresented a little bit and you called me on it. I meant the new excitement that I have in sharing this with you. Because I just thought of this 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago. That's what I meant.
Because it's really new.
That's right. That's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, correct. So I would suggest that maybe by next week I'll come up with another mahalach for this and I'll be excited again. So you're right. You got me. You got me.
How are you helping us?
So number one, excitement is contagious. And if you're immune to excitement, then we have a problem, you know. But excitement is contagious. And excitement is contagious. When you see someone's excited, it's contagious. That's number one. Number two.
Or a turn down.
What?
Or a turn down.
But there are
that could be. What do you mean? A lot of times someone's excited and you're not, so he's over there and I'm over here, so it's like, he's in some other shit.
Especially
anyway.
The same person all the time when you say.
But yeah. So I would suggest as follows: if you want to get excited, like anything else, you know, if you want to get drunk, yeah. You want to get drunk. Drunk is also, you know, an excitement. So. A person, I assume, I don't know, I never, Baruch Hashem, I never drank or I never drink, but and I fake it on Purim, but anyway, a little bit. But anyway, so, but if you want, so I assume the best way is to take it in small doses. A little bit, get a little bit, then get a little more, and then it goes in, and then a little more, and a little more. Take it all at once, I think it just overwhelms the person, and it doesn't, you know, it just knocks you out immediately. I don't know. I'll ask the experts to tell me. But in the meantime, that's my assumption, okay? I don't want to put any experts on the spot here. So now, if that's the case, then I would say this too. I would say, you have to take this in small dosages. But know ye that there's a promise from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim is good for his promise. The Chofetz Chaim is... I mentioned recently, I don't know if I mentioned it here, that I heard from someone that there was a meeting of the Gedolim in his day, and Chofetz Chaim had a certain position that he advocated, and Rav Meir Simcha, where is he? Is he here on the wall here? Rav Meir Simcha disagreed with him. And publicly he stated, Rav Meir Simcha was the giant of his generation. So he had a different opinion, and he expressed his opinion. But Becholzos, the Chofetz Chaim was the Chofetz Chaim. So he felt he had to go to see him after, just to, wouldn't say to placate, but as respect, you know, because he held what he held, and he had to say what he believed. But, you know, not that the Chofetz Chaim took it personally, but he went in to be mechabed him to go to see into the hotel wherever he was staying. He spent a few minutes there talking to him, and he came out. And they say, the quote that I heard was, "Der kleine Yidl," that little Jew, he stood so high, can fear the ganze Welt, or fear the ganze Welt. He runs the whole world. The Chofetz Chaim had such a level of acceptance and respect, and he was mechuyev, he held differently. He was a giant of giants, Rav Meir Simcha. He had a right to disagree, but that was who the Chofetz Chaim was. Anyway, we have a promise from the Chofetz Chaim. Kefi goydel habitochon, kach goydel ha'atzlocha. To the extent that we elevate the greatness, the level of bitochon, so too will be the level of hatzlocha elevated. I would suggest like this. Even if I can only focus this once a day, one brocha a day that I say, Baruch atah Hashem, once a day, I just think, Baruch atah Yodim Mekor HaBrochis, and you're the Adon HaKol, that everything is all yours, and you are responsible for everything, and you take care of it, it's all yours, and we have to rely on you for everything in this world. Once a day, that strengthens Bitochen, etvos, a little bit, that strengthens the Hatzlocha. Maybe the first day I can only do it once. Maybe the next day I can't do it at all, because I didn't see big results. But I know I have a promise from the Chofetz Chaim that there are results. They may be small. So, you know, maybe if I do twice, there'll be more results and more results. I believe, and here this is really what I believe, that in this generation, it's very hard to motivate people with only spirituality, because we're so removed from true spirituality. We're so rare even to see or to come in contact with it, that it's so limited in its, we're limited in our ability to appreciate it. However, when, and that I believe is the system of Bitochen is so powerful, because it connects the spirituality with my baser desires in life. I want parnosa. I want food. I want health. I want a new car. I want clothing. I want a house. I want a shidduch. I want whatever I want. All the things in the world that I want, you know. And it's all connected. So even if I can't muster the spiritual motivation to keep going up that one time, two times, three, four, five, six, I don't feel that excitement with it. But the knowing, and we can rest assured, anyone who wants anything, if you just say the words, the Chofetz Chaim promised me, that promise has to be honored. I'm sure you come to the gates of heaven and you say, the Chofetz Chaim sent me, Akasha, please, write in. You know, the Chofetz, got to prove it, maybe. But if the Chofetz Chaim sent me, I'm right there. No question about it. This was he was like a Malach Elikim. So, and he promised us, he says, Kefi goydel ha-bitochen kach goydel ha-tzlocha. So therefore I say that even if a person can't motivate himself spiritually, but he can motivate himself materially, there's certain things I want in life. So I'm going to do this, I'm going to try it. And one thing I know for sure, that spirituality is self-contagious. If a person pursues it, and maybe pursues it gently, I'll admit, because if you overdo it and you don't cease, I put in so much and I got so nothing, I can't do it. Just a little bit, okay, I didn't expect too much. And a little bit more, and a little bit more. That's why, personally, I think that a person who even sets aside time to learn Shir HaShirim once a week can't help but feel a greater connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because little by little, it seeps in the message. Hashem loves us, and we love Him, despite the fact that He's behest upon Him, and despite the fact that I seem to be rebellious. But no. Shlomo HaMelech, the Chochem Mikol Adam, told us, He promised us, He prophesied for us that it's there. It has its effect. It wakes up what's inside. It wakes up what's dormant inside. When I finished on Shalosh Shudos, I didn't, you know, sometimes you have an idea and you don't explain it well enough. You don't want to talk too long, you know, so you try to be makatzer. When you're makatzer, you don't say it out always the right way. So my brother-in-law was sitting there, added, I don't know how he understood it in English, but anyway, he added one word. When I said this idea, what the Sefer HaChinuch says, that if a person is, he says, that's the end of Tkiyas Shofar. You think about Akedas Yitzchok, and if you picture yourself performing in Akedas Yitzchok Be'avas Hashem, he says, that picture can be such a schus that a person can be Zeicha Badin. He's standing on Rosh Hashanah. He wants to be Zeich on the Din on Rosh Hashanah. So many different Cheshbonis, Miyichya, Miyomus, he did this, Peklach of Averus, and this, Mitzvah Averus, weighing it, you know, Chatzi Chayev, Chatzi Zakai, so much going on. And if he pictures this, that he's picturing Me'avas Hashem, he's doing that, and Akedas Yitzchok, probably have to fill in the name, don't use the name Avraham and Yitzchok, use your own name and your own children's name, but it can have such a hashpah. So he pointed out to me, he said, because it's accessing the true feeling that's down deep. Down deep in every Jew, we have the potential and the feeling and the capability for an Akedas Yitzchok. And we have to just bring that out. And in a generation which is so spiritually dead and dulled and overexposed to materialism, which buries and drowns and neutralizes and destroys the spiritual cravings, at least on the surface, they go, they recede, they hide deeper in the subconscious. So a person has to gradually try to bring it out, but it's there. And just to conclude, I just want to I would like to share with you an Akedas Yitzchok that took place 70 years ago. Yeah. It was Rosh Hashanah, and I forgot in which one of the camps. There was it was Auschwitz or Bergen-Belsen, one of those two that I remember. I don't remember which one, I get confused. Anyway, one of the camps, and there was, it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, and a selectia was posted. A selectia meant that they're selecting a certain number of Jews to take care of them, get rid of them. And there were 80 children in this selectia. They had names posted of the 80 children that they're looking for in order to take them and gas them, I guess, you know, that the next day on Rosh Hashanah. They were notorious for doing things like that on a yontif and so forth. So there was one father whose son's name was on the list, but he had some capo or somebody, he had connections, he had a little bit of money, some of them smuggled money into the camps, and he would be able to get his son off the list. But he knew the selectia was 80 children. So he knew that if he gets his son off the list, they're going to take somebody else's son and kill him. He didn't know what to do. He was oismensch, he didn't know what to do. There was Rabbi Ephraim Oshri, there's a whole very fascinating set of svarim. I think it's called Mimamakim. It has tshuvas. From Chaim Oshri Chubas, that he was paskin during the Holocaust. I mean, shy, mind-boggling, the questions that they had. Anyway, so he asked him this shaila: is he allowed to take his son off, get his son off, knowing full well that they're going to take someone else who wasn't on the list and they're going to kill? So Rabbi Oshri told him he can't paskin the shaila. He said he doesn't have anyone else to consult with over there. He was alone, like he was the only Rav, I guess, there. And he says he doesn't have any Sforim. He can't be Ma'ayin. He can't answer. The father says, if the Rav can't answer me, then it's his own decision. I have to Sheval Tas. I can't do it. How can I do an act that might be killing somebody else if the Rav can't tell me that it's permissible? And sure enough, he didn't do anything. And they took his son, and he killed him. And he describes there that Rosh Hashanah, he walked around the camp. It says he said, I don't know if he was saying, it doesn't say, he's saying, at the Lashon they use there, Akadati Akedas Yitzchok. I performed Akedas Yitzchok. He is a human being. It doesn't say he was such a big Talmud Chochem, I don't know who he was. Maybe a Poshet Yid, but had that godless within himself. And it's a tremendous godless. Well, a little bit it was Mayain, the godless of Avraham Avinu, because by the Akedah, Avraham Avinu was confused. Because Esmol Amar Toli Kibi Yitzchok Kikorach Ozora, and today you say Hale Ulo Ilo. So he was very confused. Hashem, you told me this is going to be the Yoirish, and now tomorrow you tell me to go kill him. Avraham Avinu, Hashem told me this is what I have to do. And this is, so we have that within us. We have to access that. And sometimes we get frustrated, access it, and the Yetzer Hara is the one that frustrates us, because he says like this. First, he pushes us to access it too fast, and then when he pushes us to access it too fast, then we see it doesn't work, because too fast doesn't work. It has to grow, it has to germinate, you have to develop the appreciation for it. And what do you mean? I did so much and I don't have it. And we give up, and that's his best position. So I think the lesson is that we have to know one thing and be mamin b'emunah shleima, what Shleima Melech told us, that we have this capacity, there's the capacity within us to do Akedas Yitzchok, the highest levels of Ruchnius. And the passion is buried there, and the feeling and the emotion and the lishmo and the Taras HaLev, it's all buried there. It's covered over with a lot of schmutz and a lot of garbage and a lot of junk and a lot of layers. But we have to access it. We can access it. We have to do it slowly, step by step, and regale and revel and appreciate each step. And even if, as I take the steps, I don't seem to feel, that's also the Asas HaYetzer. He wants us to feel everything all at once. So if we don't feel everything all at once, he could just tell us to give up. gradually it happens. It happens. The Torah has been doing this for thousands of years. And the Klal Yisrael has been surviving like this for thousands of years. And the rank and file, the most poshut, the Yidden, have accessed the highest levels of spirituality for thousands of years. And it's within us, and we can do it. We have to take it slowly, we have to take it gradually, but we can certainly accomplish it. And not only do we feel that great sense of Kurva Hashem, but we also, in the process, affect all of the hatzlochos and everything that we want in life. So it's a win-win situation all around.